time for the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk on MSO New Sports, bringing you the latest in high school sports news from the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire. The Sports Desk is produced by Kelly Media and brought to you by Moynihan Lumber. And now your hosts, Dom DeCastro and Nick Kukuru.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dom DeCastro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick, here on msonewsports.com. Another week, another Merrimack Valley show. What's going on, Nick?
Not much. What's up? I know Little League's over. It's now officially the summer doldrums.
Yeah. We were so excited, Nick, that we had a 75% chance with the Nick and Nick Enterprise of getting a Little League state finalist, Final Four. Didn't happen because Reading, Middlesex County Reading, spoiled the party. Reading comes out of the Section 4 as your champs, a 4-0 run, beating Peabody West, beating Gloucester twice, including in the final, and beating our friends in Andover in that tournament. Andover had a tough go at it, Nick. Our pals in the Merrimack Valley, 0-3. You know, it's just, you pick any weekend to play baseball and it better be your best weekend. Everything better go exactly right or you just don't advance.
Yeah, it's true. And I thought, you know, good to see Reading 4-0. So, you know, they left no doubts as to who the best team in the tournament was. I thought what they stood out, I thought actually Gloucester, Peabody West, and Andover were pretty comparable. I thought Gloucester was maybe a little bit better offensively than those two. That's why they advanced. But, you know, Reading had the best offense in the best batting lineup in the section, and that was evident. And you know, that's what this tournament's all about, because by the end your pitching's going to be tired. Four games in 4 days, you're going to have tired pitching. You got to slug, and you know, Reading slugged the best out of the four teams, and you know, that's why they're moving on.
Yeah, and if also you're out slugging teams, that means you're making their pitchers work too. Yeah,
exactly. And that's what I thought they were really good at. I saw them the first game against Gloucester Reading, and that's what I thought that they were the best at, just holding on in at-bats, falling off tough pitches. They chased Gloucester's ace at 50-plus pitches with one out in the second inning, in the third inning, sorry, with one out in the third. And I know Gloucester probably wanted to extend him a little more than that. But, you know, the ability to do that is just so key.
Quality ABs, as they would say. Yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, hey, great run. You know, Andover winning the District 14 championship and advancing to that Final Four. You know, credit goes to Reading. I mean, to run through that. I mean, hey, let's not forget they beat the state champs, defending exactly. State champs, you know, champs. Peabody West, and you know, Andover was competitive, and you know, we wish them the best of luck going forward. Nick, we're excited about our only guest of the day. We have usually one guest in the Merrimack Valley Sports Desk. It's going to be another tremendous athlete from that little thing, little competitive softball community they call the Merrimack Valley Conference.
Yeah, this was the year of softball for the MVC. I mean, we talked ad nauseum about Bill Ricca and Tewksbury, and rightfully so. But Methuen was just as good, you know, Division One, you know, state Final Four qualifier. And it's funny, you know, we're talking to the Bill Ricca and the Tewksbury coaches, and it's like, well, what was that other loss they had? You know, he's like, oh, Methuen was the other. You know, we got three losses. Oh, Methuen was one of them.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, it made sense.
As you'll see in the interview coming up, which we already previously recorded, we forgot to ask her. Methuen beat Amesbury, the Division Four state title. And I think Amesbury had, was it one loss?
Or this is their only loss. Yep.
And we talked to the Amesbury coach on the other show, the North Shore, and she talked about Methuen, you know, how great they were. Mm-hmm. And that was their only loss. So good stuff.
Methuen, what was it? 2019. I saw Methuen. They played directly before Gloucester played in the Division One state finals. I think they lost to Wachusett, but boy, was it a good game. And they were both, you know, softball at that level is a fun watch. Two good teams, Division One finalists. I was there early because I had covered an 11 a.m. game in Lowell. So I got to take in that whole game and just as a spectator. And it was a treat.
Yeah. And Brooks, who was our guest coming up after the break, her older sister, Stephanie, was on that team you were watching that lost in the state final in 2019. Brooke will tell us all about that. She was a young girl watching that as an eighth grader, looking forward to her getting her spot. And she's more than fulfilled that with some excellent, excellent softball. So we're going to hear about that after the break. Brooke Tarduno I'm going to say it right. Let's see. She told me Brooke Tardugno. You kind of pronounce the G.
Yeah.
All right. Mm-hmm. It's just, she said it's supposed to be silent, but you can pronounce it if you want. They do. Yeah. All right. After the break, the Through and Softball Zone, Brooke.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Hello, this is Brian Cranny from Cranny Self Storage. If you find yourself in the middle of a move, downsizing, decluttering, getting your garage space back, Cranny Self Storage is here to help. We have climate-controlled and secure storage units of all sizes to fit your budget. Whether it's temporary or permanent, Cranny Self Storage can help you with all your storage needs. We also have moving supplies and boxes. Cranny Self Storage is conveniently located in Danvers, right off of 128 on Water Street, next to Sam and Joe's. Let us help you keep your belongings safe and secure. Call Cranny Self Storage today at 978-777-9193.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Dominic Castro, Nick Kukuru, the team of Nick and Nick is here, Kelly Media, and we're joined by our one and only guest of the day, Brooke Tardugno. Did I get that right, Brooke?
Yes, you did.
All right, nice. Brooke is a standout Methuen softball player. Shortstop?
Yes.
Okay, shortstop, All-Scholastic Boston Herald as a junior, was part of the Methuen team that went all the way to the state semifinals, losing to Taunton in that game. And Taunton goes on to beat Peabody in the state finals. So, Brooke, let's just talk about the team in general. You know, 2022 Methuen softball was solid from start to finish, fell a little shy of the ultimate goal. You know, what made this team run?
I think what made our team run was just how close we were. Like, everyone was friends with each other. We had so much fun at practice, always working together. And 1 through 13, we were all very good softball players. We all play outside of high school. So we already had those skills and were able to bring them to this team. And we just really gelled together this year, I think, really well.
Brooke, take us to the culture of the program. I feel like Methuen softball is a factor in the tournament just about every year. Just take us to the culture, how you guys are able to maintain that consistency.
Yeah, ever since I was young, I always came to the games and watched, and they were always competing at a very high level. And I think it's just the standard that the coaches hold us to, and just how everyone is able to just come together each year. The coaches, they do a very good job of making sure we're all on the same page, and we all know exactly what we're trying to accomplish each year. And I think just the fact that everyone from Methuen softball, we're very dedicated to it and committed to it. And I think that really helps as well.
You mentioned you used to watch them as a youngster. And at least one, was a family member. Was it Stephanie that was on the 2019 state finalist Methuen softball team?
Yes, it was Stephanie.
Yeah. What do you remember about those memories watching her and that Methuen team? So you would have been in eighth grade in 2019. Yeah. So what was that? That must have been so cool to watch them in the actual state final.
Yeah. They had such a great run that year. And I remember just I wanted to be a part of it so bad. And I was very excited to come into high school for it. But they played really well. And my sister, she was also a all Scholastic. So just like watching her and looking up to her and that team, it was just great to like know that I'm coming into such a good program that's very competitive and doing really well.
Absolutely. Brooke, I'm looking at, you know, the tournament bracket here, and there's just two games stand out, two games that I wish I would. 5-4 over Attleboro, 4-3 over King Philip. I mean, there's nothing like the tension in a close, you know, softball, baseball game like that. Take us to those two. Those sound nerve-wracking.
Yeah, so North Attleboro was one of our home games, and we had the lead for like a while, and then they started to come back, and like it was very nerve-wracking, just like because we wanted to move on so badly. But in the end, I think our pitcher Eileen Ricard, she struck out the last batter for the last out of the game, so that was just very exciting for us. And in the King Philip game, we went away because they were the higher seed. So like we weren't supposed to win that game, like the way the seedings were based, but we went down in that game pretty early, but we rallied back. One of my teammates, McKenna Donovan, she hit a home run in like the sixth inning to bring us back. So it was a really great win.
Over the fence?
Yes, over the fence.
Oh my, that must have been like an electric moment.
It was crazy. I mean, the lead with that.
A home run in the sixth to take the lead?
Yeah,
like that's was she just absolutely mobbed at home plate?
Yeah, we all sprinted out there. It was crazy.
But then, you know, being the visiting team, though, you still have to get six more outs, right? Because it's a sixth inning and then you finish seventh inning. How did you get the final out in that one? Like, that must have been nerve-wracking. You're playing shortstop and it's the bottom of the seventh.
Yeah. I don't remember the last out. I think our pitcher might have struck someone out, but yeah, it was a scary game,
I always say, Brooke, you know, I play baseball and stuff. Nick played baseball. You know, I'm confident on the field, and I know you're confident at shortstop, but when the game is on the line like that, part of me says, I wouldn't mind if the ball didn't go to me. I mean, you know, you just watch, you're envisioning that ball come to you. There's two strikes. Like, oh my God, they're going to hit a ground ball right to me. You know, and it's like you mentally prepare for it. But when you see like a strikeout or the ball's an easy pop fly somewhere, you're like, oh yes, someone else has to handle it.
Yeah.
I think I have different than you two guys. I think everyone on the team didn't want the ball hit to me. So maybe they wanted you two to get the ball hit to you, but not me.
Yeah. But, you know, Brooke, coming from the Merrimack Valley Conference, you know, is such good competition. I mean, Tewksbury, Bill Ricca, I mean, they were heading for a Division II state final. We thought Tewksbury did make it and fell short. You guys lost in the semifinal. I mean, so many good advancements in the postseason. It's just not surprising. It happens year after year. What makes that Merrimack Valley Conference so competitive?
Yeah, I think what happens is like, just since all the teams are so good, we get all that practice against like hard teams in the regular season that a lot of teams that are not in our conference don't really face. So every game is going to be a battle in the regular season. And it just really prepares us for those tough games come toward like the end of the postseason, like the King Philip game, North Attleboro. Like, we already had that experience. And it's just so great to be a part of a competitive league because we're able to just challenge ourselves each day.
Brooke, take us to, you know, your skill set out on the field. I know, you know, every team that's good needs a good shortstop over there. You get a lot of the action. You know, take us through where, you know, the life of a shortstop and what you bring to the table at the plate too.
At shortstop, I had a very good year. I was able to make like a lot of like diving plays, like up the middle. Like, I have a pretty good range and pretty strong arm that just been working hard to get better at that as well. And at the plate, I had a decent year. I batted around like 347, I think. So I was the leadoff hitter for us. So just trying to get on base. I had like a high 400 on base percentage because I was walked a lot and got hit by a lot of pitches. But
wow, really?
I think I had like over 20 something walks and or hit by pitches. So
just ouch. Getting
yeah. Like, I got hit 7 times.
Ouch.
Yeah.
Was there I'm out of the game moment, or did you just work your way through it? Big bruise after bruise?
Yeah, just basically worked through it. I remember one game, Drake, and I got hit 3 times in a row. So that was a rough game for me.
Brooke, is there something going on here in the Merrimack Valley? Are you a target?
I guess so. I'm not sure.
They want to take you out.
That's always not a good idea, though, right? You don't want to put the leadoff hitter on base. I'm assuming you can run. If you're batting leadoff, I'm assuming you can run the bases. And, those shorter base paths, I mean, you can wreak havoc on the bases even without being moved over.
Yeah. And this is like to start the game, probably. Or it's either to start the game or it's the bottom of the first. So it's like that's such a weird moment. Like, all right, let's go. Let's get going in this game. Oh. Brooke got hit again, you know?
Yeah. Happens a lot this season.
Yeah. And I can see, like, you know, Nick, you know, the softball players, they're always so coordinated in their cheering, in their musical things. I mean, the girls are probably singing a song and then all of a sudden you get hit like, oh no, Brooke. You know?
Yeah.
It dampens the mood over there. But, you know, tell us about something about Brooke, Tarduno again. Brooke is here. She's Methuen softball standout junior going into her senior year. Actually, let's talk about the other sports too, besides softball. What's going on in those sports? You know, how did junior year go? And what are you looking forward to for senior year for those other non-softball sports?
Yeah, so for soccer, my team did really well. We were the MVC2 champs last year, which was the first time in school history. So that was great. We had like an addition of, thank you, a lot of great like freshmen coming in last year, and we're bringing back basically the whole team. We're only losing, I think, one starter. So I think we still should be very good this year. And basketball, we missed the tournament by one place. We were ranked 33rd and you have to be in the top 32. Yeah. But this year we've been working really hard throughout the summer. We've had a great summer league. I think we're like 6-1 right now. So I think we're really coming together, and I think we'll definitely make the tournament this year. So
sweet.
What's it looking like summer for you as far as, you know, workouts go? Which sport are you focusing on at the moment? You know, how's that workout schedule going?
Yeah. So I'm playing all the sports right now throughout the summer. So I have usually like 2 days a week, I'll have soccer practice, like captain's practice. And then I'll have summer league games for soccer 2 days a week. And then I'll have basketball summer league and also like open gym with my team. And then for softball, I play on a summer team called Rip City. It's like in Salisbury. And we have tournaments just about every weekend in the summer. My last tournament's actually this weekend, and then we have like practices throughout the week. So keeping very busy with all my sports.
Wow. Do you find any moments to make some money? Like can you actually work, or is it all sports?
Yeah, I used to work, but then it became too much with all my sports and like when the school year started with my academics and everything. So I don't work right now, but sometimes I help out at like the boys basketball summer league games to make some money. Things like that.
That's good. Yeah, because if I was your parent, I'd be like, all right, I get it, you're a great athlete and all that, but I'm gonna make some money for the family here.
Yeah,
you know, come on. And then speaking of that, you know, academically, is there something, a path you're sort of going towards academically, you know, college wise or is that a little too early to kind of figure out where you want to go with academics?
Yeah, well, I've always loved math, so I was thinking of going into maybe engineering in the future. I also took like a statistics class last year and I really liked that. So I'm thinking it's definitely somewhere in the math field, but I'm not exactly sure what my major would be yet.
Yeah. Nick, we always get the answer where we find out how distinguished and different these athletes are from us when we were in high school.
I don't think we've had one that says they want to go into journalism.
No, everyone just wants to be an engineer, you know, and we're like, nope, Nick and I, we're not that. And by the way, we weren't as agile as you too, because Nick, I don't know about you, but they'd never let me play in the middle of the field in baseball because that requires like agility.
I never got the steal sign either.
Nope. Me and Nick, they just put us at the corners. Just, you know, don't. All right. The guy, they can catch the ball, but they can't move. So, well, Brooke Tarduno, it's such a pleasure to have you on. I mean, great, great junior campaign. We're looking forward to big things senior year. And we'll have you back on to talk all about it, maybe down the road. What do you think?
That sounds great.
All right, Brooke. So yeah, have a good rest of the summer, and we hope soccer season goes well again. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. That's the Brooke Tarduno of Methuen Softball. And we're wrapping up after the break. Just a few more talking points, all things Merrimack Valley.
Hi, folks. This is Gerard Moynihan of Moynihan Lumber. Professional builders choose Anderson Windows because they are the number one trusted and recommended window and door brand in the United States. Anderson Windows and Patio Doors offer beautiful natural wood interiors, low maintenance exteriors, and outstanding energy efficiency. See the complete line of Anderson Windows on display at Moynihan Lumber in Beverly, North Reading, and Plaistow, New Hampshire, or visit us at MoynihanLumber.com.
Moynihan Lumber, we measure up.
It's time appliances had a personality, yours. Discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection now at Tri-City Sales. A sleek glass finish in platinum gives your appliances a look like nothing you've seen before, while professional cooking features take your meals to the next level. From entertaining to inspiring, bring modern design to your home with a kitchen that's a reflection of you. Make appliances personal with a look that's as smooth as glass. Visit Tri-City Sales Showroom and discover the Cafe Modern Glass Collection today. Tri-City Sales in Salem and Ipswich.
Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, Don McCashman, the Cuckoo team of Nick and Nick, Kelly Media, MSONewsSports.com, wrapping things up. Great to have Brooke on the show. And Nick, again, keeping our streak alive of the female young athletes are the better ones than the male counterparts.
Yeah, I don't know what it is, but the girls are just so much more polished when it comes to interviews at that age. I mean, I'm sure I was the same way back when I was, you know, 17, average 17-year-old boy. But yeah, they're just willing to give you a lot more information.
Well, I mean, they're prepared. I mean, how many times, has your wife ever, like, something come in the mail and, hey, what's that? Like, oh, that's the dress for the wedding we're going to in 6 months. Or, you know what I mean? Like, so I just think they're super prepared with everything. And we have, that's just not speaking off the cuff. We've been going at this since 2013. Mm-hmm. So these young female athletes are always awesome. So it was great to have Brooke on for that spot. Merrimack Valley news, Nick, sports wise, you know, this is a classic summer news story. When they're not playing games, we're talking about the venues that they play in. So LaLacha Park and Lowell sold to UMass Lowell. The city of Lowell owned that stadium and they sold it to the Mass Building Authority for $1 million. When the deal is complete, this is, I'm quoting the Lowell Sun, it's been months in the making. It will transfer ownership at that point to the state of the stadium to UMass Lowell. Not sure what that's going to mean, Nick. I mean, from our point of view, it's like, all right, is the MIA still going to have some games there?
Yeah, I hope so, because that's a great venue to watch any, you know, level of game. But man, UMass Lowell, they got some facilities, huh? Between the Songus Arena and, you know, and now LaLacha Park, their teams, that's got to be a good recruiting point, you know, at the Division I level for UMass Lowell. Look at these facilities you get to play under. And LaLacha's top notch. I love LaLacha Park. And, you know, hopefully UMass Lowell keeps it going. I know they have a lot of good baseball history there. They're Division I now. So yeah, they got the venue to go with it.
Yeah. Yeah. The little Spinners, you know, played there. It seats about 5,000, you know, UMass Lowell baseball, you know, the typical deal. It calls for, you know, the university to make improvements, like quite a few of them. Right.
Uh-huh.
So, you know, we'll sell it to
they
you.
Put a parking garage next to it. That was a good improvement that they made.
I'd say so.
Even before buying it. Cause it didn't used to be like that there. I actually went there right out of high school and, the parking there was not good back then.
Yeah. Excellent. Yep. Did they have rosters for you? Cause that's what all local journalists complain about.
They do at state finals. Yes. Yes, they have rosters. They have rosters for once they go to those neutral site rounds. The rosters are usually there.
Yeah,
and luckily, I got some good ADs that provide them even for the early rounds.
Yeah, good press box to watch a game from.
Very good press box. Uh huh. And just, you know, good concessions too. I know Lowell was there for the Division IV ball finals in June, and Lowell High was working the grill fundraising, which is good to see. We got a couple burgers in between.
Nice. Yeah. You know, the Spinners, they're not even a thing anymore, right? They don't even have that team. Active. Yeah.
They contracted the whole New York.
Yeah. Yeah. So they used to play there. Used to be a big draw for Lowell. But, you know, having the college own the stadium means they have to put, you know, as part of the deal, $3 million into the ballpark over the next 5 years. So that's, where's that money going to go? That's going to be exciting to see what they do with that.
Field's in good shape, too. So we'll see what improvements they make.
Yeah, this was like a similar deal, according to the Lowell Sun, to the one the city made with UMass in 2009 when they transferred ownership of the Songus Arena to the university. So that also include commitments to renovations, repairs. So, I mean, that's another venue I love to watch, you know, high school game. And it's
not a bad seat in the house there.
Oh, it's perfect. It's so intimate and, you know, they got the concessions going around. I mean, I just had a great vantage point. I didn't even go into press box, I don't think. Well, maybe it was kind of like a quasi press thing, you know, to cover a Division III Eastern Mass final in hockey. I think it was actually Lowell itself hosting kind of a host by chance, right?
Yeah.
Against Hopkinton. And that was electric atmosphere. And yeah. So, hey, you know, you don't feel like, you know, cramming everyone into Boston for an MIA state final. Send them up to Lowell. It's a nice, it's a hell of a heck of a nice venue. Keep doing that, you know?
Yeah, it sure is. And yeah, I've never had a bad experience covering a game at either venue.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, they lost a lot of money when Lowell Spinners were left. So it's good to see money coming back to the city in the sale. And hopefully UMass Lowell will make that a gem of Lowell, or continue to make it, improve it, as it already is kind of a gem for athletic venues for sure, Lil Latcher. All right, Nick, I think that's about it for now, this late July show. Stay with us. We'll try to dig up some Merrimack Valley sports news. I know we're in the doldrums here, summer. This is a good time to get the great athletes, though, to bring us their everything they need to know, everything we need to know about Merrimack Valley sports. We're ready. We're psyched and jacked. How about you?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to covering our first football season for Merrimack Valley, following that closely, because I know that's a competitive conference in that sport, too, as it is in everything.
Yeah, well, here before you know it, we'll have all kinds of preview talk on Friday night football, because that is the thing of the fall right there for high school sports. Nothing better than a Friday night football night. And you can hear all the preview action with us here. We'll do little recaps from the week before, but mostly it'll be about who's playing that night. It's going to be exciting. All right, everybody, we are out of here for the time being. We will see you next week. Merrimack Valley Sports Desk, msonewsports.com.